Blog Talk Radio. are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
you all.
You.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. There's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, opening every door. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love
when there's so much more.
me say that. Say it one more time for me. He's heaven.
Important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
Oh!
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. It's raining.
Oh, God will come to tell you it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. It's raining.
Can I just thank you for the rain, Lord?
Yeah.
Can I just thank you for the rain? Can I just thank you for the rain?
Thank you. Come on, Charlotte. Sing this part.
Take that. about. Trust, believe, expect no doubt. If you have itty bitty much of these faith, then even mountains gotta get out the way. All I wanna get you really, really to believe.
Yes, I believe. Yes, I do. I do. I do. I do. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. We got a little open mic praise party going on tonight. Me and my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo. What's going on, Alonzo? How you doing tonight?
Another blessed day, another blessed hour. Can you hear me well and clear? That's all I need to know.
Can you hear me, bro?
Yes, mic check. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Are you able to hear me? Alonzo?
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. All right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sounds like okay,
we're moving and grooving. Okay.
Phew. It was a little shaky there for a moment, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought the aliens were coming for a second.
They might be here, but they can join us too. Come on. Yeah. My guide is big enough to even include them. Come on in.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I could dig the reception pass. I'm trying to let be known that you want to be known. That's all I'm saying.
I know that's right. But for those listening, you already know this is the Inspiration Factory. It's brought to you by none other than, number one, for real, the poet, also known as author Larry Mannix. This is platforms. He's also got Raw Links Jewelry, that's a sponsor of this show, and a wonderful place to check out online. Raw Links, you better check it out, because, man, let me tell you, the things that brother put together as far as jewelry is concerned, you don't want to miss out on. And the prices are right. That's what I like. That's why I got so many pieces.
You better get
it. He makes it a good one. But, yes, indeedy. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. And you better do so before the 11 o'clock, the 9 o'clock hour, if you want to continue on with us if we go into overtime. But, you know, tonight we just, it's just open mic praise.
And on the West Coast, that's 7 o'clock. The West Coast, that's 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We're handling both time zones with us.
Yes.
My brother, Mr. Alonzo, is way out in Cali, and I'm over here outside of Philadelphia. So we got it all covered. And anything in between, y'all can still call in.
Okay.
But I need y'all to press 1. When you dial in, press 1. That way you can come on live and share something with us. A peace, prayer request, testimony, praise report, all that. You know, we just here to support one another and uplift one another. That's what we do around here. This is Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Yeah. But before we go any further, we do this little thing before we really get too started with the show, and it's called Praying It In, because we like to just have God bless us, bless whatever is said in this platform, that it will reach whomever he intends it to reach. Because sometimes, you know, I write a piece and I'm clueless as to why I wrote it. But he's got reason for it, so I'm not going to not share that piece because I don't know what it's supposed to be for, because he already knew. So if you got something, you better bring it. Press 1, let us hear it. You know, that's what we do. We're not grading anybody, because if God led you to write something, it's already perfect. So with that being said, I'm going to pray us in, and we'll keep it moving from there. So if you guys don't mind joining me at the throne right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening joyously, boldly approaching your throne of mercy and grace, Father God. Thank you for all that you've done for us up to this point, all that you are doing at this moment, and that you're going to continue to do in our lives. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your offering of forgiveness, Father God, that you sacrificed your son, that through him we might be forgiven for the sins and our shortcomings, Lord, because you know we don't do things the way we should frequently. And I thank you, Father, for your forgiveness. We ask that you would uplift this program tonight, Father God. Allow something that's said in here tonight to touch somebody, Lord, to just bring them a little closer to you. Father, we thank you for the ability to be, just to be here, because there's so many that are not anymore every day that I know that are passing on to glory. You're in the news. I don't even want to talk about that, but Lord, we know that all things are in your control. So I'm just grateful that I'm still here and that you're still going to use me, Father God, to maybe touch someone. Use me, Lord. Enlarge my territory that I might be a weapon for you in this current and upcoming battle, because your signs are showing us every day that the end days are near. So, Father, help me to bring as many as I can to you before it's too late for them. Family members, friends, strangers, Lord, help me to do or say what you need me to do or say, to bring somebody to your salvation. Father, we love you, and we thank you, and we offer this platform and turn the reins of this platform over to you. Have your way, Lord. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So now, we are all in the hands of the Most High. So whatever we say or do, it's because that's what he led us to say or to do. We don't have to understand it. Just know that that was his desire, and he's got a plan for us to use us for his glory. And I can't think of a better way to be used. In day-to-day life, we allow others to use us in various ways. But to allow the Most High to use it, can't get no better than that. Will you agree with me on that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
So, this is a praise platform, but it's also a poetry platform. And I see no reason, and have never seen no reason, why the two cannot join together. So, I got something I want y'all to hear. And I don't know why I brought it up this now, because it's something that I think might just touch somebody, enlighten somebody to think about some things. I don't know what the Lord has in store for it, but I do know that whatever he has in store for it, it will be done. So I'm going to get out the way and allow him to have his way. This is a piece a few years ago. Put a little music to it.
Amen.
And I have it in the studio. So I don't even have to do it live. I'm going to allow what he enabled me to produce to bless your ears, God will. And this piece is called This Place.
Mic is yours, King.
This Place by Divine Inspiration. There is this place of three hearts and a cotton. A place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color, too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop, and odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, causes oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arise in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread. And the enemy is loose, trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated, because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. Immediate return to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace would surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. Alas, but this will never occur if we can't unite and stand. And more importantly, return to the will of the great I am. There is this place of three hearts and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgotten. There is this place of three hearts and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgotten. There is this place of three hearts and a cot, a place where in time so often you become forgotten.
Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I cry when I'm alone. I cry because I am on my own. The tears I cry are bitter and warm. They flow with life but take no form. I cry because my heart is torn, and I find it difficult to carry on. If I had an ear to confide in, I will cry amongst my treasured friends, but who do you know that stops that stops along and helps anyone carry on. The world moves fast and would rather pass you by than to stop and see what makes you cry. It's painful and it's sad. Sometimes I cry, but no one cares. No one cares to ask about why. Through life, my eyes, life through my bloodshot eyes, the scary square to death. Poverty, murder, violence. I never had a moment, and there is never a moment to rest. Fun and games are few, but treasured like gold to me, as I realize that I must return to my spot in poverty. But mock my words when I say, my heart will exist unless my destiny comes through. And if it comes through, it puts an end to all of this.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we can ask him or think. Listen. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
Is there anything that he can't do?
No.
Is there anything impossible?
No.
Will he withhold any good thing from you? For the Lord.
No.
Is there anything that he can't do?
No.
Is there anything impossible? Yeah.
No.
Will he withhold any good thing from you?
That's what he's spoken.
Thank you.
see, Alonzo. Can you hear me, Alonzo? Yes,
mic
sir.
Check.
Can you hear me?
I know I'm.
All right, all right. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay.
Man, look, you got to stop playing with us. That's why I keep telling you, you need to bring your stuff. Negro, I love that piece.
Yo, that is just crazy.
You get no more excuses.
Okay.
You get no more excuses. That piece hit home.
Yeah.
I
appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it really did.
That piece really hit home. I love that piece. So you got to stop being stingy with your stuff. We need to hear more just like that from you. Yeah, you figure deal, bro?
Indeed. Sugar City. Snap in the back.
You messed up. You let us all hear what you're capable of.
Who are you?
Now you messed up because you're
not as glad I just got. No, I mean, I appreciate everybody tonight, and as always, you know, Brother Maddox, Raw Links, you know, Mary. Yeah, again, without you guys, without this opportunity, a lot of this wouldn't be happening. So I thank everybody that's tuning in tonight, that's calling in tonight, that's got something to say, including you, brother.
Well, thank you. But you know what? There's somebody else out there with their hands raised. They got something to say.
Yes.
That's Eric Haywood. I believe it is 571.
571. You interested? Yeah.
Area code.
Hello, it's 571. This is Automatic Harrison. Hello, it's Mr. Automatic Harrison.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I need to pray before I freestyle because the anointing is so high on here that I get a little nervous.
What?
Yeah. When you walk in with God at your back, you have nothing to be nervous about because you know he got your back.
You know.
That's the wonderful thing.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, man,
Spirit guys.
When I freestyled and the best to ever done it, hear me, you know.
don't make me reach through the mic and snatch you up.
I want a good freestyle conversation with Mr. Charismatic.
Yeah. Cause look, you're gonna be next, Alonzo. He tried to get everybody to freestyle with him, but you know.
I see you got a new freestyle.
I'm trying to have a conversation, freestyle conversation.
Oh, all right now. That's hey.
Oh, look, yeah, he heard me. Yeah, he heard me now.
I might start church dancing. I hear all this freestyle. Play organ. Dun, 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 dun.
I felt some kind of energy in the air, so something within me said, you know what, this is the right guy to have that conversation with. But how better to have a conversation than in a freestyle?
I know,
yes.
That's right. Tell me, you're bringing it from your heart and your spirit, not from something that you wrote down. That's a blessing. That's
Hello.
A gift that
Hello.
I have yet to master. I've allowed this young man to pull me in on occasion or two to do a freestyle, but that's not my forte.
Thank you. You know. Before I do my poem, I just want to say God bless the Dallas Cowboys.
you know that I'm about to just clap.
All in prayer.
I'm about to give you the food. I don't hear nothing about no Dallas. Nothing.
No.
You know I'm diehard. I bleed green. Okay. Eagles all day.
Well, you know we can get along
though.
We can get along in God's house. There's nothing wrong with Cowboys fan. We can get along in God's house.
God also knows that I ain't finished with you yet. I will fight you.
Fret for our differences aside so we can praise the Lord.
Amen. We can be... Absolutely. All day, every day. Because that comes before anything. Yes, indeed. I'm with you 100% on that one, bro. But I'm feeling
louder than the orange
in
the back.
In a minute.
You
what
really
you
are.
For it?
Yes.
That's what I'm doing.
All right.
What freestyle did you bring for us tonight, my
brother? I'm a freestyle for William Murphy. What's
nice.
It? Yeah, William Murphy. Praise is what I do.
I know that's right. But Ken,
indeed,
the mic is all yours. I'm going to sit back and get blessed by your words.
All right. I said that I want to be thankful tonight. I say in my heart that I want to be thankful tonight. Because I was on that road, not knowing where I was going. I was in Chicago and didn't know if I was going to be able to come home. But there go God, pulling these strings. Just trust in him and you carry your mustard seed. Sometimes God just has to show in many ways, and praise is what I do. Praise is what I am. Praise is all around me, Father God. When I think of that time when I had nothing, sleeping in the truck, Father God, being in a hospital, Father God, you got me from being in the street. I thank you, God. God, you put me in a place. Put me in a place thereafter to the next chapter. Somebody pray for me to master, to get on Greyhound 2. Find my way, find my soul, find my place to be whole in all of your observance. Praise is what I do. Praise is what I am. Praise is everywhere. When I see somebody homeless, I stay focused. I take notice. Here's a sandwich. You don't have to starve But I want you to starve for the truth. I want you to starve for who God is, because just because you are homeless doesn't mean that you can't be sheltered. God has a place for you. God has a place for me. Just keep on praying. Just keep on having those positive thoughts. You keep on saying, praise is what I do. Praise is who I am. Praise. For therefore, praise, I'm calling your name. Praise, because I have to believe. Praise, because I'm not going to have any doubt. Praise, I got to get on that bus. Excuse me. Now that's my ticket. My ticket, my direction, my whole reflection, and everything, the negative, got an interception. You see, this is a praise. This is a challenging ways. And you know that everything that displays. So when I look, I never look down. I look up. It seems like I felt like I had enough. More jobs is calling me on the phone. I guess hope is just not leaving me alone. But I knew it was you, Father God, who gave me that opportunity, that ability, and everything that I pray for, all in my vicinity. Praise is what I do. Praise is who I am. Praise is everywhere. Praise is, I praise God. I praise the sun. I praise the whole universe. I praise because everything that I've asked for, everything that I'm getting right now, you allowed it. Praise, I give all to you. Mr. Automatic Charismatic Delivery Lynch, 10 years in on my land, 5-pin drive.
Father God, you are due all praise. I thank my brother for bringing this to the forefront today. Father God, for your mercy, your blessing,
the creations, the destruction. Lord, we praise you this day. Father, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want y'all to know that praise is our reasonable duty. Praise is what keeps us strong in the Lord. Praise is what keeps the enemy away. I need y'all to dig deep and understand that no matter what comes your way, praise is what's due our Lord today. Praise him when you wake up. Praise him in your storms. Praise that heavenly Father, because that is the norm. Thank you, Jesus, for being who you are. Thank you, God, for sacrificing your son. Thank you, Father, and I praise your name because I am saved, and I'm going to heaven before it's all done because I took time out to praise you, to accept you, to give you reign over my life because only you and only you, Father God, was able to bring me out of my strife, to walk me through my hills and my valleys, to walk me through my ups and downs, to walk me through my victories, Father God. It all came from you. So if you're listening to me and you heard that piece by Brother O, praise is what you need to do. And peace. Brother O, thank you for that piece. And you know I ain't no
Brother
freestyle,
O.
But you made me have to put my mouth on stage.
Oh,
you did.
I'm gonna fight you when the show is over.
Automatic.
I don't know. I might have to call after the show. He popped up in my head, but automatic, that piece was lovely, and you see what it made me do.
Hello?
I'll fight you for this.
Yes. No, you still here, brother? You still here?
Automatic,
you still
charismatic.
Here? Yeah.
He said, "Brother,
Yes, I did. Can you hear me?
What happened was you know, it's
that phone
call. But I understand it's that Eagles mindset that messed his whole mindset up. It's the Eagles. It's that disease called the Eagles. You know, so I understand. I'm gonna pray for you.
Automatic.
I'm gonna pray for you. I'm a Cowboys. You said Brother O, and I'm Mr. Automatic Charismatic, but I understand. It's the Eagle disease. It's that bird flu going out.
Eliza, can you hear me?
We got to pray for that bird flu. Go.
Eliza, do you hear me? Eliza, can you hear me?
Oh, tax season is here. Boy, did you hear that one? I heard.
Automatic.
Mm. Yes. I'll pray for you that the bird flu. You know.
You know what? I'm going to bypass that right now.
The green machine.
Yeah, you're going to get it.
But it's all okay. It's okay. Paul, I got you. Hey, but Mr. Charismatic, listen to what you did say. And, you know, I felt some type of way and wanted to have a conversation. I felt like this was the moment. So I wanted to give you an insight of what I was thinking and feeling when I heard your piece. I wanted you to know a little thing about Mr. Alonzo. Once or twice a time or two ago back in your city of Chicago, I was once with my significant other down at the Union Station talking to God, asking, was this really history in the making? And I wanted to know that what I was seeing was the future and the present wrapped up in a bow. So again, I praise him like you do.
Yes.
But
yes, praise God.
A lot of people. I apologize. I guess I never did say I was going to do it as a freestyle. So really there's no apologies. I'm just letting it happen.
and I appreciate the replies. I feel like I need to reply to you from now on in a freestyle. So if you hear a rhyme or two, no, if, when you hear a rhyme or two, it is dedicated to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, I got called. You know what? I'm going to call every Sunday.
You're going to start us some stuff.
Uh-oh.
You're going to start us some stuff there, Mr. Automatic.
I did not. You told me. You told me.
I'm going to get my dancer shoes. I got. Okay, who's playing the organ? Anybody playing the organ?
The Undertaker.
The Brian Inspiration is going to play the organ.
My brother, Mr. Elijah, about to play the mouth organ.
I
got an early birthday present for you, sir.
Virgos. You know, you're an Eagles fan. I'm a Cowboys fan, but we're Virgos.
Oh, wait, you know.
We're Virgos, and even more importantly than that, we are children of the Most High. And
yes,
that trumps
yes,
all of it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mr. Alonzo, did you have something you wanted to respond to him with?
Would you like me to respond?
Yes,
would you
please. Have you ever heard Divine Inspiration freestyle? That's a freestyle.
Yes.
You think I'm a freestyle? That's a freestyle right there. He's anointed.
I was trying to hold it in, and Brother Paul said, let it go. Let it go.
I'm trying to catch the milk spillage on the floor.
Okay. So I'm going to leave you hanging out with us right now, Automatic, because my brother got something for you to hear.
Okay.
It was a pleasure.
And the mic is yours, Mr. Alonzo.
Uh-huh. Stand by as I have your eyes. Bow down to the great who's above I. The vision that I saw is still the same that I see. The only difference is now I'm talking on the phone and it's a street. Never knew the name from day one. But I always knew. Follow the sun, the lights, the brights, the shiny things that's out there that might disturb, and have me thinking that I'm going in a whirlwind that is blowing smoke up somebody's fins. I mean, pins that depends whether you're young or old. Because it all sounds the same when it comes out without the soul. Dark, creepy. Somebody trying to control. I always got to start from the beginning. But really has no idea where they got to go. Sometimes I sit here with a cup and drink, analyzing all the thoughts, and I thank him. Sometimes I wonder why. I have friends that compare it to you and I. Very few in between. The love and belief, it all seems to be a dream, but reality, the spirit in between us is a median thing. Spirit has no reason to argue with itself. It's the flesh that makes a difference in us. And I thank God once again. I got brothers like you, Brother O. Charismatic, Larry and such, .. to be continued.
Glory to your name.
Yes. I love that.
Glory to your name.
All right.
Glory to your name.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to be, you know what? I got to call there. Now, you're going to start it something now. I hope that the divine inspiration can handle that. It's too late now.
See what you started doing? Automatic? Okay, I didn't know we had a freestyler in the mix.
Nah, I got a call.
I like that. Ooh. I like that, Mr. Lonzo. Now, I want y'all to hear something.
I love that poem right there.
This is my response. This is my response to both of y'all.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Deserve.
He deserves. tonight if you want to.
That's what praise is all about. Hallelujah. Well, Mr. Automatic, I thank you for coming through tonight, brother. I'm glad because I ain't heard from you in a minute. So I'm glad to hear that you're still around and you're still with us. And you still continue on praising God, my brother. We're going to send you
thank
to the
you.
Praise Lounge and bring on this next caller. And I hope you
thank
have
you. That's Ray Hammond. That's Ray Hammond.
Yes, indeedy. You know it.
Yeah.
You know it. The one and only Fred Hammond.
Thank
that,
you,
that
our master freestyle.
Bye, boy. So I appreciate you so much.
You are more than welcome, okay? One
love, one mic. God bless you, bro.
One love,
one
mic.
One mic.
And now, Eric, 615. Welcome to the Inspirational Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Right now you have C-34 Music in stereo.
Right, bro.
Drive.
The C.
Kind of C. You can't be as bad as me with full pair of glasses and still need one.
You don't stop, man.
Let's go. How you been, man?
Well, I'm doing fine, but besides the fact that I'm driving and trying to get to a spot where I can park so I can talk to you.
Oh, okay. You sound like me sometimes. I'll be doing the show and I'm driving and multitasking. Yet I hope it's just the best, but you never know.
Sound like you got some. But
would you like me
to
play a
too.
Song and give you a couple minutes to get to somewhere safe? And then come back
yes,
to you?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Absolutely not a problem. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to another song today. We're going to be blessed by C-34 Music.
Brother Paul.
I'm going to leave you, Michael.
Brother Paul, let me ask you a question before we
go. Yeah.
Before we go, to the music, what did you think of the last segment? Now you can go to the music.
Are you asking me about Fred?
Oh, no, Brother Paul.
Okay. You'll give me
I'll ask you the same question when you get to a parking spot. But in the meantime, between time, I was asking Brother Paul because I don't know if anybody was ready on your side of the fence. So that's why I was asking you that. In the meantime, I wanted you to contemplate.
That's a big word, but I'll do it.
No,
I knew you ain't talking about no big words. I've heard the conversation. You can't go pull that one on. Ain't no vocabulary.
Oh, I'm saying the spirit is on the rise tonight.
The last show, I thought about.
Say it again.
What I thought was we gave the show over to the Most High to let him have his way. And I see how
yes.
he brought all that together. Unexpected, unrehearsed, it was like, okay. When you
and it's funny that I've got a parking spot right now.
Oh, see what I'm talking about?
Even better.
When you give Most High the reins.
I just want to know if I impressed you.
Did I impress you? Things fall in place like they're supposed to.
So I'm going to take you off
how
a
you like
speaker.
Them apples?
So does that mean that you're going to stop throwing me under the bus?
What I do, Jack?
No.
I don't care what Van and the rest of them say. I don't be throwing people under the bus.
Okay. Him got to clear his chin. All right.
But if y'all are listening,
this
is the Inspiration Factory and offering by Thrill the Poet, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox. This is Epiphany, the Thrill Entertainment Network, 319-527-6300. You have about 4 minutes to call in if you want to continue to hang out with us. But As my brother has got to a safe place.
I am at a safe place now.
Come on in. And be sure to press 1 so we know you want to come on the mic and share and bless us with what you have to share with us. Just like my brother C-Dub has done. And he was on the road. And look at God. God has found a place to park where he can safely sit back and share something with us to bless us and edify our Most High. Man, look at God. Won't he do it?
Every time. Every time. Mm. How have you both been, brother?
So
I miss you.
We miss you, too, because you always bring something, some food for thought. And you know, I'm a fat man and a skinny body, so you feed me every Sunday you come through here.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like I always look
and
for my bigger brother every time you come in here.
You got a responsibility now. You got a little brother looking to hear from you, my bro.
I had some stuff, but I forgot what it was back then. See, this is what happens when you get older. You start forgetting what you did before.
Tell me about it.
I mean, but that's the flesh, so you got to concur with that. The good thing about the spirit is it kept you going, and it never forgot its purpose. So you know what your purpose is, reality check. Even though you forgot the little entity parts, you still know your purpose.
Yes.
So once you play, you're going to find yourself in tune to the game, and then you're going to do your part.
That's right.
Definitely.
And I guarantee you, what you bring to us tonight is what we're supposed to be brought.
So here's what I brought for you. I have this piece called My Address, One Narrow Road.
Uh-oh. The mic is yours, King.
Thank you. You ask me, what's my residence? Tonight I live in my darkness. A motel room apart from society, adjacent to the narrow road I walk on. Surrounded by the evil decadence of past events and images, pretending to be friends with plans to kill my return to innovative innocence. Population control of my growth, I never permitted this. Injunction to infiltrate the endocrine system endorsed by agencies with the agenda to centralize my intelligence in their intricate interviews with artificial ingredients. Injecting drug prescriptions to pressure me to prepare my resignation and force me to renounce my Lord and Savior who renovated and changed my behavior. Without modifying my brain waveforms with shocking results and robotic personalities that split from the banana peels and the shedding snake skins that reveal those pulpit pimps. Holding congregations for random amounts of ransom. Now give me back the sun that set me free from the bondage that had me rolled up and encased like sausage. Hanging down from the ceiling like a guillotine swinging as the pack of rats wait for dinner to be served in the sewer. I'm stomping on them like manure and manufacturing a smile. Because I knew this was made possible through the grants so graphic from folks like you. This is public broadcasting and my domain is where you can't catch me. I slid and crashed into majesty without any pageantry. Or can this be an example of a metaphor? The series finale episode declares my victory. I'm registered offensive to the experts and the mentors lethal, leaving them lethargic but equally promised of God's dominance. The sequel of me will be obviously original and marvelous. There's no need for maximum marketing. I'm not a product of this environment. I'm timeless. And those are my footsteps you hear dancing in the dark. And when God turns the lights on, let it be written, sung from the nosebleed section every second, and let it be done. That I don't need heaven on earth because I'm unhindered and unlimited. Can you hear that? If so,
sprint to God's ministry that I'm living in continuously. That's that piece.
I have two comments, well, maybe three. First one is, well done. Second was,
yes.
You remember before he started that piece, Alonzo, he's talking about somebody from Cavalier, he won't bust up his first line with intrinsic. Okay.
Yes.
So,
an intricate.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So that speaks for itself. I'm gonna let that go. Yeah. You heard me? I like that. Yeah.
I paid attention.
You know where your strength come from. You know where you're headed. That piece just spoke a lot. But I love that one line. You hear me now? You heard?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
That's
why I miss you,
Brother C.
D-Dub.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
In the beginning, did I hear you correctly say you live in a dark place across the way from a narrow path?
Yeah, I said, you ask me what's my residence tonight. I live in my darkness, a motel room apart from society, adjacent to the narrow road.
Oh, man, I got stuck right there. I didn't get stuck, but I got stuck. If that ain't like the whole society in life right now,
tell me.
Look, Francis, look at COVID. COVID had put everybody on this. I feel like everybody's looking out the window adjacent from the correct street. You know what I mean? Like, it's right there within reach, but everybody's just quiet and inside. That hit so deep with me. I'm still stuck on it. He said, I'm in the dark place across the way. That's how I took it. And the first thing I thought about was, you know, in the scripture where it says that better is the person that's in the closet, not in the closet, but, you know, in the quiet place, in a dark place, than somebody out there trying to look for attention. And that was the first thing I thought about, was everybody is in some type of a closet. And the difference between a closet and a room is a room got windows. The closet just got a door. And you can turn that knob
again,
to open it and get out.
Yeah, but then again, if you got a closet, that's a place you can have a prayer in.
That's what I'm getting at. But you can have prayer anywhere. But when you said as far as you're within your darkness, I think that's when the prayer is actually supposed to be taking effect. That's when you're supposed to be in prayer, because you're in your darkness trying to get into the light. And that's what I'm saying. I see society right now in such of a dark place that they, you know, they're across the way looking at the narrow lane. Everybody else is doing this one thing. All the sheep are jumping off the cliff, and there's this narrow path, and you got a few people walking it down, and it's like, man, I know that road is smooth. Why I ain't even got on it yet? Like, it's just crazy. That one sentence got me thinking. It's crazy. I got a whole episode in my head.
That allusion to the closet space brought me in mind of, I don't know if y'all seen that movie, The War Room. If you haven't, I suggest you watch that movie. And it talks about the battle within a closet. And the power in closets. That movie, I've given away probably 10 copies of that CD. I'm going to order some more to give away, because everybody walking this earth needs to see that movie. I'm trying to tell you. It talks about the power of a closet.
See, the thing about Brother Paul, a lot of people will watch it, but they'll watch it for entertainment. I'm about being edified instead of entertained. That's my mission. So inbox me that.
Okay.
Yes.
In a real way. But he said he's going to turn for a reason. He knows he's different. So that's, you know what I mean? That's the reason why you're one of the brothers. It's because you know you belong. You know your purpose, as I said earlier. The spirit has no reason to argue. It knows its purpose, and you just push and play, getting in tune. It's not about what everybody else do. It's about what's happening right now. Let me talk. Like I got some education. My apologies. But still, it's what's happening right now. God already had plotted this. It already been. Again, the spirit has no reason to argue. It's going to do what it's going to do. We are here in this meeting,
mm-hmm.
connecting with one another from three points of the world. And there's more. There's people listening. And even though you said that statement, people are not going to watch this for the right purpose. They're going to watch it for entertainment. You as a character is on this phone call, being your character, which is opening somebody else's eye. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do know what you mean.
Amen.
My thing is, I've been giving my problems to God and stopped trying to do it on my own.
Amen.
So,
amen.
This poem may have came out of lack of sleep because all these words, but there had to be a purpose for it. So, I hope one person gets it, and I'm glad that two persons have gotten it tonight.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
We got to plant some seeds, and then our responsibility is over with. What they do with it is up to them. That's between them and God. Yeah. Prayerfully,
amen.
Some will get it. Those that don't, well, that's from you. But for me and my household,
okay, that's not my problem. Amen. That's all.
That's not my problem.
Yes, indeed.
I did my part. It's just like you said, my bar is all right, as far as I'm told, we will ride this way.
All right, so send me over to the Praise Lounge, and I will try to write
Thank
some
so
more
much.
Of these
Pull
poems, because I haven't been writing them as much. This is the first one I've written in a while for this program. So I got more to write.
Praise them, praise them. Pens are very sturdy. They can take it. So keep using it, because the Lord has some words that you need to disperse, and he uses you to plant seeds in others through your words. That pen is mightier than the sword all day, every day.
Yes.
And we're using that
praise
pen to share what he gives us to share, I don't know how many times I've looked back at something that I've written and say, wow, I didn't write that. Thank you, Lord.
That's exactly what I say.
Really, really. Exactly.
Yeah.
Our Father is awesome. And it's just so humbling, and I think you guys will agree with me. It's so humbling to think that he uses us as his scribes to record what it is he puts on our heart to write, and to use that to touch and bless somebody. Because I know it ain't me and my knucklehead self. It is nothing but him.
Yep, indeed.
And that's why I dubbed myself as divine inspiration, because those things that I share with God have been divinely inspired. He tells me what to write because he got somebody to check for me. Some of them I'm clueless as to why I wrote it, but that's okay. I'm going to write it anyway. And let him do what he chooses to do with it. So I have to remain usable by him. As with you, my brother, C-Dub. He
Thank
uses
you
in a mighty way. Please
Thank
allow
you.
Him to mm-hmm. in you.
So,
that's my pleasure. That's my pleasure. I'm honored to have you come through, my brother. I'm telling you, because we need help. This is would you believe there is actually leprosy has returned? That was a plague from the old biblical days. It is back now. If that don't tell you that these days are short, we need to pick up the pace on planting seeds. We can't force nobody to salvation, but we can at least let them know.
Yep.
Salvation and allow them to make their choices. we need soldiers.
That's
like
all we
yourself
have to do.
And Mr. Alonzo. Yes, exactly. We have to do our part. And that's to plant them seeds. I like farming.
And I hear you.
What the harvest is.
All I need is one mic.
Mm-hmm. So
yes,
send me over to that praise lounge.
All right, my brother.
It was a
thank
pleasure.
You so much for coming through. God bless
thank
you,
you,
my brother. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
Love, one mic. Praise God to the both of you.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. My offering. Oh, baby.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, she's intentional, never failing, all things are working
for my good,
cause she's intentional, hey, and it's
never failing,
all things are working for my good.
Intentional,
he's intentional.
Never
failing, all things are working.
Hey,
I said that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, all things are working for my good.
All things are working for my good. Working for me,
I can hold my-
Yes.
No, it has been, Alonzo, it's just not been a fabulous night. And I'm too.
Say it again.
Are you there, my brother?
Of course.
Has this not been a fabulous night? I'm kind of full. I've been fed this evening. But unfortunately, it's time to go. We have made it into the overtime hours, but it's time to shut it down, to begin the shutdown practice process. But before I ask you to pray us out, I need everybody to know that Sunday is the start of the week with the Inspiration Factory. Then we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all with something else for different tastes coming from the Epiphany Network. So this same number, 319-527-6300, you can call in every night at 9 o'clock, with the exception of Sunday, which is 7 o'clock. But 9 o'clock to
And again, for those that's on the West Coast, 4 o'clock.
Oh, yes. There you go. I forgot. I keep getting we're doing several time zones.
It's several time zones.
9 o'clock.
I got you.
Standard time. Thank you very much. See, that's why we have you here, to keep me straight. Iron sharpens iron, my brother. That's the theme for this show. And iron sharpens iron. And this is what we have to do. And I need y'all to know that, yes, we are our brother's keeper. You know, we need to step up our games to share the gift of salvation with others. So if y'all are interested or curious about this Jesus, this relationship with God that you hear us talking about on this platform, feel free to hit me up on Facebook. That's Paul Sampson. And with the parentheses underneath, Divine Inspiration. You can hit me up as Blessed for Free on Instagram, and I would be more than happy to share with you what I know. And we can learn some things together, because I don't know it all, and I'm still a sponge trying to learn. But I need everybody to know about this, because the end days that the Bible spoke about are knocking at our doors. We don't have time to play with this. Yeah, but like I say, Monday through Sunday, Epiphany has something for you. Just call in and check us out. 319-527-6300. Now, my brother Alonzo, Mr. Alonzo, is going to pray us out. But I'm going to play another song or two after that before we actually shut down. So just sit back, focus on the Lord, and have a listen. Alonzo, the mic is yours.
Man, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you, King. May we bow our heads and draw our minds in. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for the day that you have made. Thank you for the love, the grace, mercy, the understanding. Thank you for being there as a father. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the love we have for one another, for those that called in today, for those that are listening, for every one of us that are going through something. Let us rest our heads tonight, knowing that tomorrow is a better day, brighter day, because you are the one that created, let alone you are leading us to victory. This too shall pass. And all we got to do is give our pains and worries and sorrows to you. So with that being said, may we find something suitable and cheerful for the night. That way we go to bed with smiles on our face, talking to you last thing, the first thing in the morning. And in your name I pray. May we grow together in your name I pray. Amen.
not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left slip while I was yet searching the world for more of the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong.
And the law. Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like this, do them up like this, come on. Here we go, next.
Can't hit. What's his name?